Last week we heard about the tax collector and the Pharisee in the parable of Jesus. Today we actually hear about a tax collector who apparently has turned his life around. He's looking to see Jesus. He wants to see who this man is that everyone's following. And so, because he's, well, how do we say this, vertically challenged, he decides to run ahead and climb a tree. So, that's one way of doing it. So he runs ahead, he climbs this tree, and Jesus sees him. Now, there are massive crowds around, and yet Jesus looks up and notices him. And he says, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly. I mean to stay at your house." And so he comes down quickly. Now, I wonder, it's not clear in the scriptures, but I wonder when it says that he came down quickly if he fell out of the tree. I mean, what? You want to stay with me? Ah! Sure, Lord, whatever you want. I don't know, maybe not. But in any case, he did come down quickly. And then he goes and he takes Jesus to his home. How far this man goes in order to see Jesus. And then Jesus fulfills his longing. He says, "I will be with you." Imagine that, climbing a tree, going out of his way to find Jesus. How far do we go to seek out Jesus? How far are we willing to go to find him? Thinking about a story that I read that Matthew Kelly was telling about this man from America who had gone over to China and worked there for a number of years, got to know a number of the people there. And then he came back to the States, and while in the States he decided that he needed to change his vocation and he became a priest. And so then after many years of being a priesthood, he decided to go back and visit some of his friends in China. Now, of course, the Chinese government is not too lenient with the church there. I know this, for instance, when I was in Australia for World Youth Day a few years ago, I heard about there were some Chinese people there, and while the Chinese government let a few go, a number of others had come, but they had come through other ports and flown one place and another so that they could get over to World Youth Day without the government knowing, because they would have gotten in trouble had they done that. So there's trouble in China in terms of our faith. But so this man didn't let anyone know that he was a priest when he went to go and visit China. So he's at this house, and there are a lot of people living in this house, but a few of them, of course, knew him and knew him well. And in the middle of the night, he wakes up, he hears this noise, this commotion. He looks outside the windows. There are people all around the house moving in a certain direction. He's like, "What is going on?" He also hears noise in the house, so he opens the door to his room, sees one of the people there, and he says, "What's going on?" And they said, "We're going to the wall." "What, the Great Wall of China? What do you mean? There's a wall. What do you mean? We're going to the wall." He says, "Come and see." Because this man knew this, he could be trusted. So he goes out, he gets dressed, he goes out. They're walking 1 mile, 2 miles, maybe 5 miles they walk. And they come, as they're walking, the crowd just keeps gathering and getting bigger and bigger. And then he notices some of the people starting to actually climb trees. It's like, that's bizarre. Okay. Maybe he was thinking of Zacchaeus. I don't know. They're climbing trees too. But so they walk along, and then they see this stone wall. And everyone stops and kneels down. And he's like, "What is going on?" And this man walks up. He takes out one of the bricks that's there and pulls out a small monstrance with the Eucharist in it and places it on the wall. And for an hour there, they adore the Lord. And then at the end of the hour, the man goes, he takes the monstrance, puts it back into hiding, and puts the brick in front of it. And they all get up and they start to leave, and the people come out of the trees. He asked one of his friends what was going on. They said, "Well, this is the foundation of where our church used to be. And we haven't had a priest here in over 10 years. And this was the last Eucharist we had, and so we come two or three times a week to adore the Lord. But we can't do it publicly, so we have to do it in the middle of the night. And those guys up in the trees, they're on lookout in case the police should come, because we could all get into a lot of trouble and get arrested. The man pondered this. The next day, he decided he was going to tell them that he was a priest. And that night, they went to the wall and celebrated Mass there. First time in over 10 years. And they renewed the Eucharist so that they could continue adoring even without a priest. These people were longing for Jesus. And they didn't have ready access to Him, at least not sacramentally. But so they would go. They would travel. They would go long distances, even in danger, in order to be in the presence of our Lord. We who have such ready access to our God, such ready access to our Jesus, our Eucharistic chapel here is open 24/7. Do we take the opportunity? Do we go the short distance in order to spend time with Jesus? He longs for us. He pines for us. He wants us to know His love, to come close to Him. We see in the beauty of this gospel today, Zacchaeus wasn't told by Jesus, you know, as a tax collector, you've been doing things wrong. You've been extorting people. Jesus didn't do that. What did He do? He said, I will enter into your house. I will come to you. I will be with you. I'm going to enter into your life. And in that, Zacchaeus then was converted and recognized the need that he had. And he said, half of my possessions, Lord, I'll give to the poor. And if I have extorted anyone anything, I'll give it to them. I'll give it back to them four times over. I'm not going to stay in my old way of life. And so he changes. But it wasn't because Jesus went over to them and put a big heavy on them. It wasn't like he said, come on, get with the program, Zacchaeus. How am I supposed to go to your house if you've been doing these things? No. He reaches out in love. And that love transforms Zacchaeus from the inside out. We who are in deep need of healing, healing for whatever the wounds of our lives are, the sins that we've fallen into, the habits, the bad habits, the sinful habits that we've allowed to form our lives. Jesus wants to come. He wants to come into our lives. So often when people come to confession, they say, Father, it's been however long, and, you know, I've not come because I wanted to get my life straight in order that I could go to God. No, that's not the right way. No, go to God and He will straighten out your life. He will help you. Don't think you have to get it together before you can do that. You can't be a saint without Him anyways. And that's what we're all called to, of course, to be saints. Will we fly to our Jesus? Will we run to Him? He's there waiting with open arms. He wants us to come to Him. He wants to come to us. All that's required is desire. And He will enter in. And then He will lead us. And He will show us very gently where we need to change. And we will long for that change. We will long to follow Him more closely. But we need to take that first step of going back to Him, because Jesus is the perfect gentleman. He is not going to step on our free will. He's not going to violate our free will in any way. He will only be there waiting, calling out to us, luring us, longing for us. How far will we go? Will we take the step to find Jesus, to reach out to Him, so that He will enter in and give us such grace that our lives will be changed forever?